Time for our daily tech and business report. We're joined by Bloomberg's Sally Bakewell. A consumer watchdog is issuing a warning to companies. Don't use tools to track workers on the job without telling them first. So, Sally, let's start out with the warning. Who's saying it and what are they saying?
Hi. So we have the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which is the top U.S. consumer watchdog, and it's worried about the amount of tracking that employers are doing of some of their staff. There have been numerous technological advances that have led to more tracking of workers across numerous industries. And of course, the pandemic sparked this lasting increase in people working remotely. And when you combine these, we have a boost in companies using technology to track workers. And this has got the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau worried. And it is saying to companies that if you do this, you can't track people in this way unless you have their express consent.
This sounds like a privacy thing. Why would the Financial Protection Bureau be worried?
Well, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, it covers a lot of financial companies. And I think the finance industry is probably one where this sort of practice is a little bit rife. And, you know, we saw through the pandemic that a lot of the financial industry was working from home, and that generated a number of privacy issues in the way that they were using their phones and in the way that they were working. And, you know, the financial industry is a very competitive industry, and it probably wants to keep track of performance and keep track of the staff. But indeed, the agency has not identified which particular companies that they are issuing this guidance to, but it's just one of the industries that they monitor.
Do we have any idea how many companies have been tracking employees or whether or not that has gone up or down since the pandemic?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely know that the scope and depth of how this behavior is monitored has deepened. They can now record workers' personal habits, their biometric information, workers' driving habits, the time it takes workers to complete tasks, the messages they sent, their web browsing. Some are analyzing their productivity or their risks to employers, their social media activity. So it's this wealth of information that could also be very influential when it comes to career advancement or the opposite, you know, potential missed job opportunities for those employees. So while we don't know the specific numbers of how many companies are doing this, we do know that these technologies are being used on an increasingly sort of deep and expansive basis.
What if you are one of the people who have been told that you're being tracked and you don't want that to happen? Can you opt out of it?
Yeah, based on the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, it actually says that companies that build up these sort of these dossiers of people's behavior, it's a lot like credit reporting and credit scoring in the same way that those credit reporting agencies monitor our behavior and come up with an assessment. Well, companies are actually doing something similar. They're tracking our behavior and they're coming up with assessments on our performance that they can then use to make sort of career determining decisions. And so individuals, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is saying that the company should also adhere to what credit reporting firms adhere to, which is the Fair Credit Reporting Act. And so under that act, if you want to opt out, you can opt out. And you also should be told beforehand that your data is being used in this way.
And what if you think you're being tracked? Or I'm not sure, like, what are the signs that you might be tracked? And, you know, is there anything you can do?
You should have the knowledge. If you are being tracked, you should have been told beforehand. And the companies have to be very transparent about what data they are collecting and how they are using that data. Now, if you find out that you're being tracked and you haven't consented to it, well, again, you perhaps have recourse under the same act that the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau wants companies to follow, which is that Fair Credit Reporting Act. And under that, you can file a lawsuit or you can seek damages. So I think consumers probably have those kinds of remedies if they find something is used against them in a harmful way.
That is Bloomberg's Sally Bakewell. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology Weekdays. You can get that at 8 a.m.